The following is a Bhaktivinoda Thakur Appearance Day lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 4th, 2017 in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So today is the most auspicious day. The Appearance Day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. These great acharyas are saving us from this material world. Right now we're drowning in this ocean of nescience. We are captivated by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, by illusion, and envy. And this way you're slaves. This way we are slaves of the material nature. I just received an email from one young man who's in a family of initiated devotees. He's born into a family of initiated ISKCON devotees. But he's completely fallen, completely addicted to sinful life. He wrote me very confidentially, begging me to save him from his plight. So all of us are in somewhat that position, maybe not as bad as he is. But we're all in a fallen position. So, by the mercy of these great acharyas, we can be saved. They plant the seed of love of God within our hearts. Not only do they plant the seed, but they regularly water that seed. So, there's a wonderful song. We're going to have Bhaktivinoda Thakur will water our heart tonight with this song. I don't have song sheets, nor I just have one copy here. It's not a very readable form also, and even for me it's difficult. It's broken up in different places. It's the Song of the Broker by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's one of the most wonderful songs. I love this song. It means the marketplace of the holy name, the Song of the Broker. It's a song about the marketplace of the holy name. Borosuker kaborgai, borosuker kaborgai, borosuker kaborgai, borosuker kaborgai, surabi kunjete namerhat kuleche, surabi kunjete namerhat kuleche, kodanitai, kodanitai. So what does that line mean? Make it readable here. You have a readable format? Oh, okay, good. Very good. I am singing news of great happy tidings. Lord Nityananda himself has opened a marketplace of the holy name in Surabhi Kunj. How many of you have been to Surabhi Kunj? Yes. It's right down the street from Bhaktivinoda's house. I remember one time I went there, I just rolled in the dirt, This is the real rock and roll, you see. So that place is Nord Nityananda. In that very place, Nord Nityananda began this marketplace of the holy name. And the second verse goes, Boromojar katatai, Shradamu ye shuda namai se hate te bikai. Shradamu ye shuda namai se hate te bikai. Kodanitai. And the translation for that goes like this. The news of its great results is that he is selling the pure holy name in that marketplace. For the price of only one's faith. Can you imagine what a bargain that is? The holy name is more valuable than millions and billions of euros. It's more valuable than all the diamonds, the rubies, and the emeralds. It's more valuable than all the wealth of the whole material world. It's more valuable even than the wealth of the heavenly planets. The planet of King Indradev. It's even more valuable than Brahma, all the opulence on Brahmaloka. And he's selling that holy name. Very cheap price. Damn cheap. Just have some faith. Just have some faith and you can purchase the most valuable of all gems. Come on, y'all, don't do that. It flipped on me. These smartphones are kind of dumb, you know. You give it to me upside down. Yeah.
He's too
okay,
smart.
All right. Jata bhakta brinda basi, jata bhakta brinda basi, jata bhakta brinda basi, jata bhakta brinda basi. Adhikari deke name beche tarakasi, adhikari deke name beche tarakasi. Kodanitai. Lord Nityananda, the proprietor of the market, seeing all the devotees becoming attracted, is selling them the holy name after bargaining with them. So not only do you get the holy name, but you get to bargain with Lord Nityananda. You get to have some bargaining rasa with Lord Nityananda. Wow. Talk about mercy. Wow. Now the fourth number four. Jadi namakin bay bay. Amar sange chalo mahajaner kache jai. Amar sango chale mahajaner kache jai. Kodanitai. Oh, brother. Now Bhaktivinoda is talking to us. Saying, oh, brother. Of course, he's saying, oh, sister also.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. If you want to buy the holy name, then go with me. We must go to the presence of that great soul, Nityananda. So if you don't feel you're too shy to approach Lord Nityananda, All you have to do is tag along with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If you can't tag along with Bhaktivinoda, tag along with Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. And if you can't tag along with Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, you tag along with Prabhupada. And if you can't tag along with Prabhupada, you tag along with your Guru Maharaj. And that way you get in. When Bhaktivinoda goes to meet Nityananda, you can come with them. Wow, pretty amazing. Now number five, the next one keeps getting, every verse gets getting more ecstatic. Tumikin be Krishna nama, tumikin be Krishna nama, tumikin be Krishna nama, tumikin be Krishna nama, dastari lobo ami purmeha be kama, dastari lobo ami purnaha be kama, kodanitai, kodanitai. You will buy the holy name of Krishna. I will take my commission, and all of our desires will be fulfilled. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not dumb. He's taking you to buy the holy name and he's getting a commission. And that's true, you know, when you preach, that person gets Krishna and you get a commission. Krishna also blesses, when you preach and make someone a devotee, when you give someone the holy name, you also get a commission. So just as Bhaktivinoda is a broker of the holy name, we should all become, we are all brokers of the holy name. In fact, we have a brokerage firm. It's called ISKCON. We're a brokerage firm. We're selling the holy name for the price of faith and we get a commission. So if you want the special mercy of Lord Nityananda, you should become a broker of the holy name. Now we go to number six. Borodoyo Nityananda, Borodoyo Nityananda, Borodoyo Nityananda, Borodoyo Nityananda, Shraddha Matre Loye Den Parama Ananda, Shraddha Matre Loye Den Parama Ananda, Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Let's see what this one is. Wow. They get more exciting with each. Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful. Taking only one's faith, he gives the highest ecstasy.
Wow.
Would you like to have the highest ecstasy? Just have a little faith. You see, some may require a lot of faith. Otherwise, no deal. But Lord Nityananda is so merciful. Even if you have a little itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny drop of faith, he will give you the nectar. Jai. Okay, number seven now. Ekbar deke chakshe jai, ekbar dekle chakshe jai, ekbar chakne chakshe gai, ekbar dekle chakshe jai. Gorobole nitai den sakala sambal, gorobole nitai den sakala sambal, koda nitai, koda nitai. Okay, that's number seven. If Nitai, oh wow, this one's really something. Oh, Christian. If, oh my God. This one is so amazing. If Nitai sees only once tears in the eyes while chanting the name Gora, he gives all resources to that person.
Jeigu netais bent kartą pamatys žmogaus, kuris ištaria Gauros vardą akise ašarą, jis gali atiduoti viską, ką jis turi.
If even one time in your life, you can have tears in your eyes chanting Gora, then Lord Nityananda gives all benedictions.
Wow.
Now let's go on to number eight. Den Shuddha Krishna Siksha, Den Shuddha Krishna Siksha, Den Shuddha Krishna Siksha, Den Shuddha Krishna Siksha, Dati Dana Vidya Balana Kare Apeksha, Jai Dana Vidya Balana Kare Apeksha, Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Wow, what's number eight? He gives the pure teachings of Krishna to everyone and does not care for one's birth, wealth, knowledge, and strength.
Kiekvienam jisai perduoda tyrą Krishnos žinę ir nekreipia dėmesio į žmogaus gimimą, kilmę, turtus, žinias ar stiprybę.
Lord Nityananda doesn't care what kind of family you were born in. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor. He doesn't care if you're a brilliant genius or a stupid ignoramus. He doesn't care if you're very powerful, super powerful, you're very, very weak and sickly. He simply gives the pure teachings of Krishna to everyone. Number nine. Amani chadde maya jal. See, it's jal. Amani chadde maya jal. Amani chadde maya jal. Amani chadde maya jal. Amani chadde maya jal. Grihe tako bane tako na take a janjal. Grihe tako bane tako na take a janjal. Kodanitai, kodanitai. It's on the bottom, it's right now. Okay. Now, giving up the illusory snare of Maya, neither remain in household life or in the forest as a sannyasi, for no more troubles remain.
Taigi, dabar atsikratęs iliuzinių Majos gniauštų, gali likti šeimoje ar gyventi kaip sannyasis miške, nes daugiau rūpešių nebebus tavo gyvenime.
So if you will go to that Surabhi Kunj, to that marketplace of the holy name, and if you're not conveniently located to Mayapur 500 years ago when Lord Janani was standing there, if you're not conveniently located, that you're in Mayapur 500 years ago when Lord Janani was standing there in Surabhi Kunj, mm-hmm.
jeigu jis prieš, tai buvo, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, prieš 500 metų, kai Viešpas Nityananda buvo Surabi Kundžoje.
We have opened a branch of the marketplace of the holy name.
Reiškia, jeigu jūs tada nepataikėte, va, prieš 500 metų, kai Nityananda buvo ten, jūs mes atidarėm skyrių.
Here in Vilnius, Lithuania.
Vilniuje.
And you're right here in that branch right now. And Lord Nityananda is right here, right now. So if you approach Lord Nityananda with even a little bit of faith, He will take away all of your anxieties of your life. You'll have no more trouble ever again in your whole life.
Visi rūpešiai iš jūsų gyvenimo žmonės daugiau jokių problemų nebebūs jūsų gyvenime.
Now number 10.
Dešimtas posmas.
Arnaiko kaler boy, arnaiko kaler boy, arnaiko kaler boy, arnaiko kaler boy. Achandale den namanitai doyamoy, achandale den namanitai doyamoy, kodanitai, kodanitai. There is no more fear of the age of Kali. The merciful Nityananda gives the holy name even to the Chandalas.
Nebereikia bijoti Kali amžiaus. Gailestingasis Nityananda šventą vardą dovanoja netgi Chandalams.
So do we have any Chandalas here? Any dog eaters here? Hot dogs, yeah, hot dogs.
No, arba hot dogs.
We are cow eaters. We are very low class cow eaters here in Lithuania. See, we were having McDonald's hamburgers and you know. So. We are so fallen people, you know, very fallen people. But Lord Nityananda is very kind, even for us cow eaters and dog eaters.
Bet Viešpas Nityananda labai gailestingas ir šunėdams, ir karvėdams, ir visiems.
He is giving us the holy name.
Jis visiems dovanoja šventą Viešpatį.
And when you have the holy name,
kai jūs turite šventą Viešpatį,
there is no more fear of the age of Kali.
Nebereikia bijoti Kali amžiaus.
The age of Kali is erupting all around us.
Kali amžius siautėja aplinkui mus.
They're even talking about a nuclear war can break out any day now with North Korea. And it's a heavy thing that's going on. Millions of people can be killed by the push of a button. And it could happen today or tomorrow. It's so horrible situation now. But for one who has the name of Krishna, there's no more fear. Just like Prabhupada, he was in Calcutta during World War
II.
And the bombs were falling. Everyone ran for the bomb shelter. But Prabhupada was taking prasadam. It's a, you can't break your prasadam. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacred activity honoring prasad.
So
he simply peacefully honored his prasadam, and the bombs were falling. He described like this: the bombs are falling. Chikam. That's how Prabhupada said. He described the bomb like that. Chi kam. And he was saying the bombs as Krishna. Now Krishna is coming in the form of bomb. So even if there's a nuclear explosion, we'll just say, ah, Krishna has come now in the form of the nuclear explosion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So we have no fear of the age of Kali. Now the next verse, number 11. The final verse. Bhaktivinoda ki koi, Bhaktivinoda da ki koi, Bhaktivinoda da ki koi, Bhaktivinoda ki koi. Nittai chanana bina arna hi ashray, Nittai chanana bina arna hi ashray, Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Bhaktivinoda calls out, except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura gieda, kad vienintelis prieglobstis tai yra lotosinės viešpaties Nityanandos pėdos.
So we must never neglect the shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Narottam Das has written very nicely. Nittai pado kamala koti chandra shushitala. He's written very nicely how the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, koti chandra means millions of moons. The moon is a very soothing and cooling phenomenon. So those lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, they have the cooling effect of millions and millions of moons. So if your mind is ever disturbed, simply remember Lord Nityananda, how he opened this marketplace of the holy name. And all you have to do is have a little bit of faith, and you can purchase the holy name. The holy name will become your property. So, are there any questions?
Tą, kur Nityananda tiesiog, jeigu Bhaktas ištarė nors Gaurą, Gauros vardą, tiesiog su atsidavimu, jis iš karto dovanojo, galėtume tą posmą plačiau apibūdinti.
He would like to he is asking you to elaborate a little bit more on this verse where Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that if a person just once utters the name Gaura with tears in his eyes, Lord Nityananda bestows all blessings. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this verse?
Tears in the eyes means you're with a melted heart. Doesn't mean artificial tears.
Tai nėra dirbtinės krokodilo ašaros.
Like a Hollywood actor.
Arba kaip Hollywoodas ten.
It means when your heart actually becomes soft and the tears of love come from your eyes. Not artificial show. But when your heart actually melts in love of God, then the tears will come from your eyes. But what about us poor souls who have steel-framed hearts?
Bet taip jau nutiko, kad pas mus mes turime plieninę širdį.
We're not able to cry for Krishna.
Dėl to niekaip nesugebame verkti.
What is our hope?
Kokia mūsų viltis?
We just chant mechanically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're just mechanically chanting. What about us poor souls who only can mechanically chant?
Ką padarysi, vat mes tokie automatai.
We're not able to cry for Krishna.
Negalim verkti dėl Krishna.
Well, if you can't cry for Krishna,
na, jeigu negalite verkti dėl Krishnas,
then you should cry to be able to cry for Krishna.
Tai tada verkite ir maldaukite, kad galėčiau apsiverkti dėl Krishna.
And if you can't cry to cry for Krishna,
jeigu negalite apsiverkti,
then you should cry to cry to cry for Krishna.
Tai tada verkite dėl to, kad galėtumėte verkti.
Someplace in your heart find that ability to cry like a baby crying for the mother.
Vienu žodžiu, kažkokiu tai būdu sugebėkite apsiverkti kaip kūdikis.
And then when you can actually cry like a baby crying for your mother.
Ir bet jeigu jums pavyks galų gale verkti taip, kaip kūdikis, kai jisai šaukėsi mamos.
then the mercy of the Lord will flood upon you. And your whole life will become transformed. Just learn to cry for Krishna. Like a child crying for the mother. Next.
In Bhaktivinoda Kaur Pranama Mantra, there is this line that he is
embodiment
of Gaura Shakti. Can you explain this?
He emanates Gaura Shakti. By his every gesture, his every word, every subtle aspect of his being emanates Gaura Shakti.
Taigi Bhaktivinoda Thakura buvo tas, kuris buvo viešpaties Čaitanijos mokymo skleidimo pionierius po visą Indiją.
The teachings of Lord Chaitanya had never left India.
Ir iš tikrųjų viešpaties Čaitanijos mokymas nebuvo palikęs Indijos.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura pioneered sending the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the Western countries. He sent his manuscript, The Life and Precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to McGill University in Canada. He had a vision of how the Indians and the Westerners would come together in Mayapur and chant that.
Ir savo vizijoje jis matė, kaip Indai ir Europiečiai, Amerikiečiai, Vakariečiai vienu žodžiu susirinks Mayapurė gėduoti šventą vardą.
Microphone.
He's the one who found the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur. And not only in Western countries, but he spread the Lord Chaitanya's mission in all of India.
Yeah.
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also followed him.
Yeah, that's right.
Taip pat yra žinoma, kad Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur yra kaip tik tas, kuris atrado viešpaties Čaitanjos apsireiškimo vietą. Ir jisai ne tik skleidė viešpaties Čaitanjos mokymo vakarų kraštuose, bet jisai taip pat paskleidė Čaitanjos mokymo po visą Indiją ir Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati sekė jo pėdomis.
He would often take a leave of absence from his job to go out and preach.
Jisai dažnai netgi pasiprašydavo išleisti jį iš darbo, kad galėtų pamokslauti.
Next.
Dar kas nors? Taip, akimirką tuoj.
Ar dėl mokta geriau apsiverkti, ar gerai dėl mokta apsiverkti, ar dėl Krišnas geriau apsiverkti?
What is better, to cry for the spiritual master, for the Krishna?
Prabhupada actually says it's better, the topmost, actually when one is crying to the spiritual master, that Krishna even more pleased.
Iš tikrųjų, kai žmogus verkia, priešais dvasinį mokytoją, dėl dvasinio mokytojo, tai Krishna dar labiau patenkintas.
That is called disciplic succession.
O tai vadinasi mokinių seka.
The more you become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, that's how you become more and more exalted.
Kuo labiau esate reiškia tarnas ir taip toliau, tuo labiau esate pažengęs.
One who wants to approach Krishna directly, he will not have access.
O jeigu norite betarpiškai pats kreiptis į viešpatį, tai jums nepavyks.
When you approach to the medium of the spiritual master, that's when you have access.
Bet jeigu kreipsitės per dvasinį mokytoją, tuomet yra šansų, kad jūs pasieksite.
One should become the servant of the servant of the servant.
Reikia tapti tarno.
Krishna says like that. Those who come approach me directly, I do not recognize them, but those who come through my servant, I recognize them.
Ir Krishna pats tai sako, kad tie, kurie kreipiasi tiesiogiai į mane, aš jų nepripažįstu, bet tie, kurie kreipiasi per mano tarną, juos pripažįstu savo tarnais.
So we chant Hare Krishna, but that is on the order of our spiritual master.
Mes kartuojam Hare Krishna, kodėl? Todėl, kad taip nurodė dvasinis mokytojas.
Now that we jump over the head of our spiritual master and go to Krishna directly, Krishna will not accept.
My question is, if someone chants the holy name without any faith, what will happen? Faith will come, or?
Taigi, klausimas yra toksai, jeigu žmogus kartos Hare Krishna visiškai be jokio tikėjimo, kas bus, ar tikėjimas atsiras, ar iš vis kas nors bus?
The holy name is so powerful.
Šventas vardas yra toks galingas.
Even if you chant it with no faith, you keep chanting it, the faith will come.
Net jeigu kartosite visiškai be jokio tikėjimo, bet toliau tęsite kartoti, tikėjimas atsiras. Šventas vardas yra toks galingas. Dar kas nors?
Next.
But we know that we have to pray for Krishna that please make me servant of my spiritual master. So is this not jumping over spiritual master?
Well, the spiritual master teaches us to pray to Krishna.
So, hi. Do you... Reikia, sako, melistis Krišnį, kad mes galėtume tapti dvasinio mokto tarnu, tai aš jau nėra taip, kad peršokom dvasinio mokto.
We chant Hare Krishna, we're directly praying to Krishna.
Kai mes kartuojame Hare Krishna, taigi mes tiesiog įkreipiamės į Krišną.
We do so on, as our spiritual master has trained us to do that.
Mes taip darome, nes dvasinis mokytojas mus taip mokė.
So we pray to Guru and to Krishna both.
Taigi mes... Medžiamės guru ir medžiamės Krišnai.
But we pray as the spiritual master has taught us to pray.
Bet mes medžiamės taip todėl, kad dvasinis mokytas taip mus mokė.
And those prayers will be very effective.
Ir va tokios maldos jos yra labai veiksmingos.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It is simultaneously direct and indirect.
Taigi tuo pat metu tai yra tiesiogiai ir netiesiogiai.
Through the mercy of the spiritual master, you directly approach Krishna. So direct and indirect at the same time. I personally pray to Prabhupada, I pray to Krishna, pray to Lord Chaitanya. But I only pray according to how Prabhupada taught me to pray. I don't pray for a new car or, you know, fancy house on the sea or something like that. I just pray that I can develop pure love of God and I can revolutionize the world. As with Prabhupada ordered that we should do. He said, become guru, deliver the whole world. That's the order he gave us. So I pray for that because Prabhupada ordered me that this is my duty. Okay, we just have we got to wrap it up soon. We got to get back. Okay, one or two more questions.
So
one more. This is the last question. Okay.
Does Hare Krishna mantra include the prayer for Krishna that we would be able to become a servant of our spiritual master? And does it also include that it would take away all the reasons that we are not able to do?
Ar, reiškia, Hare Krishna kartuojame, taip pat yra įtraukta jau ir ta malda, kad aš galėčiau būti dvasinio mokytojo tarnu.
Does the Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna include surrendering to my spiritual master? That's the question. Does chanting Hare Krishna include praying to be surrendered to my guru? That's the question.
Taigi klausimas, ar Hare Krishna mantroje jau yra prašymas, ar galiu tapti dvasinio mokytojo tarnu?
Well, if you understand our philosophy, the answer is very simple. What does pure devotional service to Krishna mean?
Does it
mean you jump over the head of your guru, you go through the meeting of your guru? You, pure devotional service means through the medium of your spiritual master. So therefore, when you chant Hare Krishna, you're praying that you can be fully surrendered to your spiritual master. Because that's the only way you can be fully surrendered to Krishna. And it also removes all the impediments. It cuts through them. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion. It cuts through all of them. All the bad qualities are cut like a karate chop. Cuts away at all of them, you know. The more you chant. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for coming tonight. It's been our great delight to share with you Dalalala Gita, the song of the broker. On this most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandini.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.